This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
All right, 6:44, 16 till 7. Got a little front coming through, and then it's going to clear out later on today with highs only near 70 or so. We're going to be riding a little bit of a roller coaster, I guess, if you will, because then highs today are going to be around the area of 71 degrees, 78 tomorrow, near 80 Thanksgiving, 50% chance for showers, highs of 75 then. Cools off a lot for Black Friday, highs of 59 on Friday, 60 Saturday, 59 on Sunday, then Monday, mid-50s. So you'd be able to get those jackets out, coats and sweaters and everything else if you remember where you put them. Aaron Bendeley joins us now, Vice President for Policy and Strategy at the Pelican Institute. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing great. And you?
I am okay. Let's talk about the governor's tax reform plan, what passed, what didn't, what still needs to be looked at. And from the Pelican Institute's standpoint?
Well, we're really pleased. We think it was a good outcome. The legislature adjourned a little bit early last Friday. They had been scheduled to adjourn yesterday. So they concluded their work early, and they actually got a lot done that I think will really make our state more competitive. That was the impetus for calling this session in the first place. Governor Landry announced a bold plan to bring jobs and opportunity back to our state, position us to be competitive, and most importantly, bring our kids and grandkids home. And so we're excited that the legislature did that through a number of bills, a tax package that reduced a number of taxes, made our tax code fairer, less complex, and then a big piece of that we had been pushing, which is a restraint of government spending going forward to make sure that we begin to get our fiscal house in order and bring that spending back to a level that we believe is more sustainable for our people.
Would you say bring our kids home? Tell me what specifically is in. I'm a little bit confused about that. You said bring our kids home, and what was the other one?
I was talking about bringing our kids and grandkids home, bringing jobs and opportunity back to our state. We have lost, as a state, we've lost over 120,000 people since 2016 alone. Mm-hmm. Every year consecutively since then, we have had more people leaving our state than coming in. I have friends and family members that have moved on in search of opportunity in other states. Many of my friends and neighbors and coworkers have similar stories. And a lot of that is because other states have done more to make their states competitive, where businesses want to operate, where families want to go in search of opportunity. And we're behind. We've got a lot of ground to make up.
The reason I ask is because, you know, that's a lot of that, I think, is kind of, with all due respect, anecdotal. And I get a lot of anecdotal texts here that come in. And to a point, they say it's the insurance that's driving people away. It's not tax reform. And I'm not trying to criticize what the governor said or what you're saying. I'm just thinking you got to factor insurance into this, don't you?
Absolutely. And that's not to say that the issues addressed in this fiscal session were the only ones that need to be addressed. Certainly, we have to address rising insurance costs. We have to continue to work to make our educational system top quality so our kids are prepared when they leave the K-12 education system. A number of issues that we still need to address. Regulatory reform is another one. But this is one in particular that there was a special focus on taxes on the state budget, because these are real policies that drive business and jobs and opportunities away. And these population numbers are real people. 120,000 people from Louisiana have left our state since 2016. If you look at just the period between 2020 and 2023, 84,000 people left our state. That's roughly the size of Lake Charles. I was there this past Thursday giving a speech to a group of people in Lake Charles and said, can you imagine your entire city being gone within a 3-year period? It's alarming, and we have to take that seriously.
Now that's real. That's not anecdotal. Those numbers are real, and I'm not challenging that at all or questioning that. I'm just wondering about, is there any way to really determine the role of insurance and triage with the reason for people leaving? Have surveys been done about that?
I don't know that studies have been done specifically asking what public policies have driven people's decisions to leave. I think most families will tell you it's a number of things. It's, mm-hmm. Again, this is anecdotal, but I think many will point to jobs. A lot of us know of people who have just received more competitive job offers and a chance to progress their career in other states. Source of education opportunity and overall lower cost of living. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. Insurance is certainly a part of that. I know in my family, we got an increase in our homeowners insurance and our car insurance this year. We're encouraged that even though the legislature took some bold steps in tax reform and spending restraint, that they will come back next year and in the subsequent sessions and tackle some of those remaining issues, because this is just a start. This is a really good start, but as you mentioned, there are still other issues that need to be tackled.
And I'm not trying to imply that this is not going to lead to economic growth or development, but I don't know that you can look at this as it's just about tax reform and people leaving, and in my opinion at least, or about job opportunity without addressing, the big elephant in the room, which is the rising cost of home insurance. And again, anecdotal, but that's just from the text that I get every day. We're talking to Aaron Bendeley, Vice President of Policy and Strategy at the Pelligan Institute. We'll look at it from a positive standpoint when we come back. And we'll ask Aaron, give us some examples of how the governor's the reforms that were passed and what needs to be approved by voters, how that could lead to our kids and grandkids coming home, economic development, and what the future of the state could look like. If you got any questions, 504-260-1870-650, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. All right, 6:56, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Aaron Bendeley, Vice President for Policy and Strategy at the Pelligan Institute. So let's talk about, if you will, Aaron, before we went to break, we were talking about some positive examples of how the reforms that were passed could lead to, or are there companies that have expressed interest, not quite quid pro quo, but if you do this, we'll come here. Are there expansions on the horizon for Louisiana businesses, as far as we know, because of the reforms? Tell me how what the future's going to look like, if you know.
Well, throughout the session, our Secretary of Economic Development, Susan Bourgeois, testified a number of times that because of our complicated tax code and our punishing corporate taxes on business, there are a lot of times that Louisiana doesn't even get put on the radar. We're not even in the mix when it comes to major businesses that are looking to locate. We certainly want them and need them in our state to provide jobs. We are ranked right now 40th in the state for overall tax competitiveness by the Tax Foundation. So we believe that where the legislature ended up will put us on the map finally in a pretty competitive way. So just talking about the corporate taxes alone, the legislature repealed the punishing franchise tax, which is basically a tax on the privilege of doing business in our state. Most states do not have this tax, and they certainly don't have a mix of the three corporate taxes that we have had for many years, which is a franchise tax, a corporate income tax, and a corporate inventory tax. We are one of three states that does that. Bringing corporate income taxes down to a more competitive 5.5%, eliminating that franchise tax, and beginning the process of hopefully phasing out some of those inventory taxes, we believe that will be great relief. And all of the economic development experts and our leaders testified that this will get Louisiana in the game of where we need to be.
Somebody wants to know about keeping score. They texted in about how would we know if these reforms work or not, if you have a time frame on that.
Well, it's interesting, and a lot of people, if they keep up with their state legislators, even on Facebook, I saw a number of them posting a graphic that shows Louisiana's relative position to other states when it comes to overall tax competitiveness and what has been their population increase, positive or negative. And so that's an interesting indicator that we can continue to watch over time. Just like in the world of sports, being competitive is more than just a one action play. We have to constantly reevaluate where we stand relative to other states. Even our neighboring states have been taking actions to position themselves as places where people want to go and where businesses want to go. We have to constantly evaluate where we stand to make sure that we stay competitive.
And you got to have a good special teams guy, a gunner, but you also got to have a quarterback, right? And I guess that goes to priority. So what can be done next as far as tackling the insurance crisis? What would the Pelican Institute like to see done there?
Well, a number of lawmakers have mentioned coming back next session. There's even been a little chatter of another special session. We'll see if that plays out. But a number of conversations going on about tackling insurance in particular. And again, that's not a one silver bullet recipe to address that. I think a number of things have to be done. I know the legislature has looked at roads. They have looked at possible tort reform. They've looked at a number of different things that factor into high insurance costs to try to get more underwriters here into our state and ultimately make our roads safer, make our drivers better.
Thank you, Aaron.